Some Kind of Miracle by Iris Rayner Dart, read by Moira Driscoll. Most of the guests arrived at about 4, parking their cars up and down Moore Park Street, slowly trailing in, carrying bouquets of flowers or white bakery boxes tied with string. Dahlia looked at the clock on the mantel again, relieved that it was already 5:30 and there hadn't been even the tiniest incident yet. She was sure the success of the day was thanks to the fact that all the fingers on both her hands were tightly crossed. For an hour and a half, she'd kept her hands in her pockets so nobody could see them, because her mother always laughed when she did superstitious things like that. But this time, it was actually working. Thanks to her crossed fingers, any outsider who happened to look in the window might think this was an ordinary family gathering. No Sunny locking herself in the bathroom, screaming out death threats to everyone at the party by name. No Sunny keening and wailing about how some unidentified they were after her. No Sunny frantically rushing around the house, destroying every breakable item in her path. Today, there was just the music. Just Dahlia and Sunny sitting at the baby grand piano singing their best songs, surrounded by friends and family. Everyone seemed to love the new one they'd finished writing just that morning as Sunny belted out each verse in her big, husky voice. And every time she came to the chorus, Dahlia chimed in, harmonizing in her pure, childlike voice, their sound enchanting the friends and